All right, so we're talking to Common Ground right now, and they're going to be playing at 7 p.m. at the Cascade Lodge Pub on Saturday. And we've got Bob Lemaitre, Drew Heinonen, and Jonathan Steckelberg here with us. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Just great. And we're not in the pub. We're going to be in the restaurant.
In the restaurant.
In the big room.
The big room, as they call it. Well, that's good. Tell us about how your group got started.
Well, it all started out at a dark and stormy night. Now, actually, we were playing at it was the Wednesday night music jam at the tavern, and I heard Drew play a little bit, and I was familiar with John from playing with Lake Effect and Angel Hair Rasta Band, and I thought we'd sound pretty good with a little percussion, so we went to the open mic at Grandma Ray's, and John Mainowski was doing the sound, and we didn't hurt ourselves, so we took it on the road, and I think we did the tavern, and then we did the Roadhouse, and we did Cascade, and the rest is almost history.
Yeah.
So it was your brainchild. It was your doing getting these guys together.
Well, I don't know if it was a brainchild.
Bob was the matchmaker.
Matchmaker. That's the better word. That's a good one. So cool, and that all came from the open mic night at Grandma Ray's.
Yep.
So good.
Yeah. I think we just kind of started two songs in, and it's like, this feels all right, and hour and a half later, we were still playing. So,
when you know, you know.
We hadn't talked to each other at that point yet.
Afterwards, we were like, "Oh, good show. Who are you?"
All right. Do introductions. Yeah, what's your name?
Right.
Cool. Well, let's start out with a song.
All right.
Downtown, policeman comes and he knocks me down. Cocaine running around in my brain. Early one morning, 4:30, old cocaine came knocking at my door. Cocaine running around in my brain. Mama, won't you come here quick? This old cocaine gone and made me sick. Cocaine running around in my brain. She's dressed in red. She's got a shotgun. She wants to shoot me dead. Cocaine running around in my brain. Well, cocaine's for horses. It's not for men. The doctor said he'd kill me, but he can't say when. Cocaine running around in my brain. Hey mama, won't you come here quick? This old cocaine gone and made me sick. Cocaine running around in my brain.
Great rendition of Cocaine from Common Ground. And I'm familiar with that song from the Eric Clapton version, but did he write that, or is that an older song?
That's the Clapton version. Is a slightly different song. That's a J.J. Cale tune.
Okay.
Originally, this is originally a Reverend Gary Clark song, an old 8-bar blues tune, and then really brought to prominence, I think, by Bob Dylan in kind of the folk. Key 60s. I think it was on the Minnesota tapes.
Okay. So just a lot. There's several songs about cocaine, is what I'm getting about that.
There are a lot out there.
We're working up a set list.
Right, a full set list.
That'd be a great set, actually. Well, we're talking to Common Ground. They're going to be playing at the Cascade Lodge Pub Saturday. Or not the pub, in the main room, as we just learned, in the restaurant. On Saturday at 7 p.m. And Drew, is that the guitar that you built yourself that you're playing?
This is one of them, yeah. We had a couple options that I could bring down, and this is the one that Jonathan voted on, so I brought this one.
That's the one that had strings on it.
Right.
I just like the sunburst.
Yeah. All six strings as well. Right. So how long have you been making instruments?
About 10 years, a little over 12 years now.
Cool. So how did you get started doing that? What interested you?
I had been a player at that point for almost 15 years, and I was in college and took a course in the physics of sound, and that just triggered me, and I got bit and realized that people built instruments, and there were people out there that's what they did. And a light bulb went off, and I said, that's what I want to do. And I've been very fortunate to have had a lot of things kind of fall into place, and now that's what I do.
Cool. Is that your main gig, or yep. What else do you do?
Yeah.
It's being a luthier?
Yep.
Wow, that's awesome. So we have not only we've got you, and then Dave Seaton.
Dave Seaton up the trail, yeah.
Wow.
And we had the late Jeff Sylvester and Paul Peterson also.
Yeah, yeah.
Wherever we were.
Yes.
The average there, luthiers per population. Yeah, it's got to be off the chart. Yeah, per capita. That's what I'm looking for. That's great. And Jonathan, I don't really know anything about you. What can you tell us about yourself and what you do?
I was born and raised here. Moved away for college in Montana. And went into engineering, mechanical engineering. And my main stay now is just doing freelance design engineering work, which I'm able to do from here.
Cool.
Just all remotely and playing music as much as possible.
Where'd you go to school in Montana?
Bozeman,
Montana State.
Yep.
Just out there last year. It's a cool place.
Yeah, yeah, I went out for Bridger Bowl and ended up with an engineering degree, so it worked out.
Well, sweet. And there we have Bob, and we know Bob very well from his ongoing work here.
And with Dat Dir Jazz and then this trio. So.
Mm-hmm. How does it feel to be the number one cajon player in Cook County?
Well, I think there was an 8-year-old girl that got one for Christmas, so I might be in second place.
Well, there's still less of you per capita than Luke is. Yeah.
Well, let's hear another song.
All right. This is a Martin Sexton tune. Been something, baby, I've been trying to say for an age, and it seems I don't know how. With my past and my future now surrounding me, I surrender to whatever cheap thrill can be found. There's been a little trouble since you came to my rescue. And if you like all of the rest, darling, well, I would have quit you long ago, but I couldn't do that. Women and wine, they never went to it. Spite of all your trying, we
same remains. Hanging in the burnt fields, my memory. Flames hiss a chorus of your disdain. Digging up the past I leave behind. So sense is so real on the devil. On this two-turn telephone line, my friend says you ain't got no real trouble. It's too many choices that you left undone. My friend says put an action to those words. Put an action to those words. It'll all come. Sunshine on a cloudy yesterday. Now the wind is blowing in the right direction for me. With a candle under my seat and good ground under my feet to walk on. Women and wine, they never went to it. Make a man say things he don't wanna tell. And I know, baby, you wish me well. In spite of all your trying, well, I'm still gonna have to find my own way.
Great stuff from Common Ground. And so you guys are doing mostly covers right now?
We're doing, I'd say the majority are covers, but we have some original tunes that we throw awesome. In, we sprinkle in as well.
Ones that you like collaborated on? Or?
I think at this point most of them have all just been songs that I've been carrying around in over the years. And
well, great. Yeah, I'm really impressed with your sound, I gotta say. It's not to say that I was like selling you short to begin with, but like I'm very impressed, especially with your voice. I don't know if you know the group Lance Canales and the Flood.
No, I don't.
Okay, you should check him out because you sound exactly like this guy on cool. some of these songs. Cool. So
awesome.
Yeah, really good. Where else have you been playing?
I think Bob listed pretty much all of them except for
rehearsals. We're coming up on the Lutz and Lobby. We're going to play in the middle of next month. And get our name on the hat for Fisherman's Picnic and Radio Waves, of course. And got a few other things cooking, but they just haven't come to...
Have you played at the Lobby before already?
Not this group. I played there with Detter Jazz.
Okay. I highly recommend it. It's a fun place to play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious, is bass your normal instrument, or did you start out with that, or some other?
This was the first... I guess band instrument that I went towards in fifth or sixth grade. We had a couple rock bands in town here, and that's just kind of what I gravitated to. I was a tuba player when I was younger and just loved kind of holding down the low end.
Mm-hmm. Sticking with bass
and,
clef.
Yep, and it just stuck, and I picked up some guitars and drums along the way, but went back to the low side.
That's perfect. And Bob, you were a... been a drummer for a long time?
Not really. I did actually kind of picked up percussion when I moved up here.
Oh, wow.
I had a hand drumming group at North House Folk School and kind of got in on that and just have enjoyed it. So we had a there was a drum workshop at the ACA. Rolando Matea, he was a drum rep for the for one of the Cajon companies, and fell in love with the Cajon, so picked one up, and the rest is history, as they say. I don't know.
Do you bring the puppets to your gigs for this group?
I usually
group as well?
Do. I've got a couple in the Cajon right now.
Oh, man. I know you have a rabbit.
A rabbit, a duck, and a couple of monkeys, I think.
Oh, man. A whole zoo.
And it helps when you got a couple little kids in the audience. Keeps them interested and mm-hmm. keeps your parents on even keel.
Well, we're speaking with Common Ground right now. They'll be at Cascade at 7 to 9 on Saturday, so tomorrow. And let's do another song.
All right, I'll do an original here, speaking of those.
People making plans all around me. Always running around, busy, busy, busy. And they'd like to know, but they just can't see. So I'm fading into consistency, like the tick, tick, tock from the clock on my wall. It doesn't slow down, it doesn't stop or stall. So I've been sucking on glass all night, trying just to make this time feel right. So lay down, mama, with your coked out eyes. You'll feel better come the morning light. And when the sun rises up, you will start all again. You put your feet to the ground to keep running. Yeah. Well, take this highway and you'll find your town. Sit right up and settle down. When it might take a year or it might take more, but you'll soon realize what you're running for. And the people around you will have no sympathy, and you'll soon forget to remember me. So I've been sucking on glass all night, trying just to make this town feel right. Because a beautiful face will bring you beautiful friends, but you can't trust them once the beauty ends. So pour it all out and take it all in, and now you're off just to running again. 'Cause it ain't worth being sober once the love's run out. So take your heart and pour it all out, and pop another bottle of the good champagne. It'll dull your senses and take the pain. Oh, but yesterday's heaven is tomorrow's hell. If you can't do right, then do wrong well. So I've been sucking on glass all night, trying just to make this taste all right. Because they go down easy once you've had a few, so you might as well start by ordering two. And when you make it to the bottom, they fill it to the top. If there's money in your pocket, well, now they won't stop. No, no, no. Well, I may be wrong, boy, but what if I'm right? You're a 2-cent rebel with a 1-cent fight. You line them all up just to knock them all down. But what do you do when they come back around? Because it's one step forward, it's 2 steps back, making no progress on the line of attack. So I've been sucking on glass all night, trying just to make this fight feel right. So wake up, mama, with your coked out eyes. Spare me your lies and just say goodbye, and we might never get to meet again. You put your feet to the ground, you keep running.
Original song from Jeru Heininen as part of Common Ground. They're on the scenic route right now. I am really hoping the name of that song is Sucking on Glass.
You are correct.
Because that is the best line in that song. That was really good. I like that a lot. So you're Jonathan's born up here. Where are you from originally? Are you also from here?
No, I grew up in Minneapolis.
Okay. And I remember you were playing opening for Liz Draper and Mumbling Drew last week.
Yeah.
And you seem to have quite the catalog of kind of blues tunes in your mind.
Yeah, I have collected a lot of kind of traditional tunes and kind of blues-based and kind of bluegrassy folk fiddle tunes along the way. I've been kind of drawn to the acoustic side of things. And
I've been trying to turn him on to one of your favorites, Cary Moran.
Oh, yeah, Cary Moran is really good. He actually played here a couple of years back. I can mm-hmm. get you that right after this if you want.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. Have you thought about recording anything?
I've done some recording in the past. I lived up at the end of the trail for a couple of years, and while I was up there, I recorded an album in a cabin up there, and that was really the last time that I recorded anything. I think that was like 2012 or so.
The Justin Vernon approach, writing in a cabin in the middle of the woods.
Right.
Certainly
it hasn't taken off like he has. So,
not yet.
It doesn't work for everybody.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Yeah, these guys are going to be playing down at Cascade 7 to 9 on Saturday. And I don't know, what else do you guys have to tell us about your group or what's going on?
Just there's more to come.
Yeah.
Like we're just kind of getting started and kind of feeling each other out. And mm-hmm. so far, so good.
Yeah. This seems to be the case. I'm really impressed. I already said that, but this sounds really good. And hopefully we'll be seeing you at Radio Waves in September as well.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. So let's do one more song, if that's all right.
Yeah. I want to do another original. Pull it out a D here. Okay. This is another original tune. This is called Thomas Waits.
Your daughter, so now I'm on my way back. back home. Cause how could I even pretend to be fine with this hand? Well, you left me here alone, but now I'm on my way back home. I'm so sorry. Ooh, my lady, please forgive me. I know I left you there alone, but now I'm on my way back home. I know I left you there alone, but now I'm on my way back home. I know I left you there alone, but now I'm on my way back home.
Common Ground there. Name of that one was it Tom Waits?
Thomas Waits.
Thomas Waits. I wonder why you chose that name for it. It's pretty great. Thank you guys for coming in. It's a lot of fun.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.